You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
No Alice today, but she'll be back very soon. But lots of good theatre to talk about. And in the studio this morning, we've got Rishabh Kapoor and Rishika Tandon from Prayers Theatre. We're talking about The Clay Cut. Kia ora koutou. How are you both this morning?
Morning. Absolutely excited and stoked to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great, great. Thank you for letting us be here.
Oh, thanks for coming in. This is a really cool play that you are both a part of. Do you want to give us, I guess, to start, a wee synopsis about what it's all about? What is this beautiful piece of theatre?
Sure. Oh, okay, cool. Talking about Prayas a little bit, that we've been doing this for over 15 years now.
Yeah.
And we love to tell South Asian stories to the audience here in New Zealand, and we try to be as honest as possible and authentic as possible. So this is as good as it gets. So this was a play that was written in the 5th century,
wow,
supposedly, and was written about the lives of people in the 2nd or the 3rd century. So this goes back a long, long way.
Quite a long time.
Quite a
yeah.
long time. And I don't want to sound wrong, so I give out disclaimers. But if I'm not wrong, this play has been adapted and is being performed for the first time.
Oh, wow.
First time ever in the Southern Hemisphere.
Woohoo!
Since the 5th century. So, oh, wow.
That's a very, very big banner
so that's
to carry.
Yeah. Responsibility, obviously. But yeah, so The Clay Cart, the original name of the play is Mritchakatika. Can be a tongue twister. So the easy... Yeah, I know, right? The easy thing is The Clay Cart, and it is a story about, I can't tell you much, but it's a story about two people who fall in love, us in this show, and what happens is a chain of events around us that is both comedic, dramatic, romantic, and a lot more happening. So there's everything happening in one piece.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, a story that old to last this long has to have something very good at its core, or very, you know, true or engaging at its core.
Absolutely.
What's it been like for you to, I mean, embodying such an ancient text in a new way, obviously?
It's been a real journey, I must admit. It's been a really beautiful journey, particularly my character. I think she has so many shades. So her name is Vasanthasena. She is a courtesan. She's extremely wealthy, very beautiful, very talented. She knows exactly what she wants in life, and she's madly in love with Charudatta, who's played by Rishabh over here. So she has all these different shades, and being one of the lead characters, she has a lot of relationships with other people in the play. And so it's been really fun, I think, to actually establish those different relationships with other characters. You know, some are very passionate and intimate, some are very fun and playful, some are filled with a lot of reverence and respect. And so, yeah, just being able to do each of those relationships justice
totally
has been a real journey.
That must be a fascinating thing to navigate, because obviously taking a story that is so old and characters that have existed for such a long time, recontextualizing them must be quite an interesting experience as well. What have you guys been talking about as a cast, as a company, while you've been thinking about performing this play and telling this very ancient story?
Well, to be honest, I mean, this story does sound that it's ancient because it's from the 5th century. The playwright Shakina Jacob, she's been really amazing with how she's intertwined today with that time and how she's blended the characters and the stories. But I can tell you one thing. Every character you'll come across in this show is very relatable to today.
Yeah.
Like it's almost every second character. Obviously, there are ways of how you present the show itself, but the characters, the stories, the chemistry, the everything that we talk about is very relevant today.
Mm.
It's very relatable. You'll be surprised how relatable it is. And that's the most exciting part as actors, is that, this is not that ancient, but it is ancient.
Yeah,
It's one of those things. It still happens.
Totally. I mean, I guess that's how people feel. It's not as old as this text, but when, you know, actors re-perform Shakespeare, for example, and it's like, well, those stories have, you know, existed and continue to exist because there's something still very relatable about what's happening in them.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's still those underlying themes and principles, I think, that we can take forward into today's age.
Totally. Yeah. And as a group as well, 15 years is a long time to be, you know, running a crew and to be working theatre. Obviously, getting onto a stage has been strange in the last sort of 3 or 4 years. So it must feel quite amazing now to be able to really celebrate this show in what is like the true way of seeing theatre, with a really like diverse audience and an exciting experience. Who are you hoping comes along to see this?
Everyone. We obviously have our usual Prayas supporters, or I would say Fano, that come and watch our shows. But everyone and anyone can watch the show. That's how good it is, in the sense that, not good that because we're doing it, but because it is
I'm
actually,
sure that's part of it too. Yeah.
I know, you have to sell, you know. The idea is that, you know, it's relatable to so many different kind of people that everyone and anyone can come and watch it. Obviously, we have age restriction, so you have to be above that age bracket, but everything else is good, yeah.
For someone who hasn't been to a Prayas show before, what is it about the company that's different, or what makes it sort of singular in the way that you guys tell stories?
Very good question. Prayas is famous for many things, but one thing is actually we take pride that we're famous for is our community ensemble transition work, because we're very inclusive. We want all our usually a cast of 15 to 25 people. After the pandemic, like you said, in the last 3 years, we haven't been able to get our company back to that size. So this is the first time we've got a company back to 15, 16 people.
That's so cool.
That's what we are all about. A lot of us don't have acting backgrounds. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, but a lot of us don't. And getting those people who have never performed, and getting those people who have never seen theatre, and bringing them together in a space which is inclusive, immersive, and engaging is what our Ko Papa is, or that's what our Mahi has always been. That we want to tell stories that everyone can listen and understand.
Oh, amazing! So tell us when and where it's all kicking off. When can people come and see this, and where can they go?
Absolutely. So we kick off tomorrow night, actually. Preview night, but opening night officially from Thursday. Yeah. So from Thursday the 30th of November, we're running about 8 shows until the 8th of December.
Yes.
It's all unfolding at TAPAC in West Auckland, or Auckland, I should say, Western Springs.
You start a controversial conversation about where West Auckland line is. We've been down that road before. It's definitely on the other side of the Faux River before anyone texts in. Okay, we know. Western Springs, TAPAC Theatre. And where's the best place to go and get tickets for the Clay Cart?
They're available online through iTicket. You can also find the link on the TAPAC website.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for coming in. This is going to be a really special show, The Clay Cart at TAPAC Theatre. Thank you, and have a fantastic season.
Thank you so much for having us. Look forward to seeing you all there.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-Cart. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.